Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Officer involved shooting in southwest Wichita. We have the story.
Israel and Iran continue their missile exchange. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating an officer-involved shooting in southwest Wichita this morning. The shooting occurred around 4:30 near MacArthur and West Street. Now, according to police, a woman had called 911 crying for help. Dispatchers were able to ping the woman's phone to find her location. And when police arrived, they found a car with heavy damage and a woman apparently being assaulted. A man was fleeing the scene and an officer fired shots at the man. A suspect showed up a short time later and was hospitalized in critical condition.
Recent rain has replenished Wichita's primary water source. The water level at Cheney Reservoir is now less than a foot below normal. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, this is the deepest Cheney Lake has been since August of 2022, when the conservation pool was 94% full. As of yesterday morning, the lake just 3 inches, just a few inches below the top of the conservation pool. City of Wichita said earlier this month, despite the recent rains, there are no plans to amend water restrictions for customers using city water. The city uses a 12-month average to determine drought stages.
President Trump is leaving open the possibility of diplomacy to end Iran's nuclear program.
President Trump will decide in the next 2 weeks whether to order U.S. strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities, given that there is a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place in the near future.
He is a peacemaker in chief. He is the peace through strength president. And so if there's a chance for diplomacy, the president's always going to grab it. But he's not afraid to use strength as well, I will add.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says all options remain on the table for possible U.S. strikes, including the use of bunker buster bombs. The president is expected to continue meeting with his national security team daily through the weekend. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man was injured when he fell into a well in Butler County Thursday morning at Wichita and Durley Streets in Benton. Officials say the man called 911 from inside the well after falling about 12 feet. He had been working to fill in an old well, but recent rains caused the ground around the well to give way. The man was extricated and taken to a Wichita hospital.
An appeals court ruling that President Trump can keep control of National Guard troops that he deployed to Los Angeles to help calm protests for federal immigration.
California Governor Gavin Newsom had sued to block the president from controlling the National Guard. A U.S. District Court judge ruled that the president overstepped his legal authority by sending guard troops to L.A., but a three-judge appeals court panel overturned that ruling late Thursday, saying it is likely that the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing control of the guard. Two of the three judges on that panel were Trump appointees. The ruling means control of the California National Guard will stay in federal hands as the lawsuit makes its way through the courts. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Thousands have taken to the streets to protest President Donald Trump's policies in the No Kings demonstrations. The protests in Wichita have been peaceful. Retired Sedgwick County Sheriff Mike Hill tells KNSS News.
The police department and their partners are doing a superb job. It's one of our rights to voice our opinions as long as you do it peacefully. You can't get where you start tearing things up or spray painting. So as long as you do it peacefully, you have that right to protest.
Mike Hill is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Second round of the Wichita Open Golf Tournament getting underway. Just got underway about 15 minutes ago, so we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Summer begins today. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Eric came ashore down southern Mexico's Pacific coast in the morning as a Category 3 major hurricane yesterday, but it landed in a sparsely populated stretch of coastline between resorts Acapulco and Puerto Escondido. And authorities reported that landslides blocked highways, downed power lines, some flooding, and late Thursday, one death.
A man in Florida avoids going home to his angry wife.
He traded the ball and chain for handcuffs. The unidentified man is accused of breaking into a random house and hung out there for several days to avoid going home to his wife after they had a fight. Polk County Sheriff's deputies were called to the home by a neighbor who noticed suspicious activity while the homeowner was away. When cops walked in, they found the suspect cooking himself dinner and had just run a luxurious bath. He faces unarmed burglary and other charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And a California man who allegedly killed his neighbors at a nudist resort last year is accused of doing so over a hot dog.
A judge finding there is sufficient evidence to hold Michael Sparks for trial on two counts of murder and an animal cruelty charge. The 62-year-old is accused of killing 79-year-old Daniel Menard and his 73-year-old wife, Stephanie, at a nudist resort in Redlands, California, dismembering their bodies and drowning their dog. Investigators say the couple's remains were found under Sparks' home at the resort. A Redlands police detective testifying at a preliminary hearing that weeks after Sparks was arrested, a fellow inmate came forward to say Sparks admitted to beating the victims with a rake, a garden hoe, and a hammer because he felt he was being mocked after Mr. Menard bought him a $1 hot dog. Sparks has pleaded not guilty and is due back in court on June 27th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Today marks the longest stretch of daylight of the year. It's the first day of what's already looking to be a hot summer season.
The first day of summer is when the sun stays out the longest. It's happening today with the sun at its northernmost point with around 15 hours of sunlight, according to the Farmer's Almanac, for the northern half of the globe, officially kicking off the summer solstice with pools and beaches likely in high demand as a heat wave moves in this weekend into next week for millions of Americans across the country, including triple-digit temperatures expected, along with heat warnings across the East Coast's I-95 corridor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And summer begins officially after 9:30 tonight.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have the report of a water main break out there right now, so you'll want to avoid this area. It is just north of Kellogg, little ways west of Oliver. It's actually the 400 block of South Crestway, the report of a water main break there. Again, that's just north of Kellogg, a little ways west of Oliver. Avoid that area this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Well, there's something you guys should know about me. First of all, I'm not much of a golfer. So... Ooh. But if I were going to start, maybe on a day like today where there's going to be a lot of wind, so I can blame all my mistakes on the wind. I don't know. think about that, because the wind is going to be a factor all the way through the weekend. So the golfers out at Crestview Country Club probably going to have to deal with that. And it's also going to be quite a bit warmer than what we've seen in recent days. Nothing that's really out of the ordinary for late June. 94 is our high temperature today, but adding in the humidity, it's going to feel like closer to 100 degrees. 75 the low tonight. We look at 95 tomorrow, and Sunday, more of the same. Windy and hot, 93 degrees. No chance of any showers or thunderstorms around here until perhaps the end of next week. So if you're a bit concerned that once the faucet gets turned off, we'll never get it back on, well, I think the end of next week should have some opportunities for storms to return. We're 75 right now in Wichita with some sunshine. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
I don't know about you, Ross, but in my life, it's always been good to have somebody in mind to blame for everything that goes wrong.
Well, see, for me, that would be blame it on the weather. You know, it's just too windy out here.
See, I think that's what politicians have figured out. Blame the other guy for everything, right?
There you go. Yep, that's
right. Seems to work for some of these guys very well. Yeah, find somebody to blame. You could always blame the people who are running the camera or somebody like that. Of course, they don't like that very much, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, as long as you have a backup plan here as to why your game stinks today.
There you go. All right. So thank you, sir. Stay cool. Okay.
Yeah, you too this weekend.
Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen here with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Today is Friday, June 20th. As we said, it's the first day of summer. Later on, it'll be here later this evening. It was on this date, the 20th of June, 50 years ago, 1975, Steven Spielberg started the whole summer blockbuster phenomenon with the release of Jaws. At the time, it was the highest-grossing film in movie history, earning $260 million in the U.S. And my memory is that Shelley and I went to see it, of course. And that summer, after that, we went down to visit her sister, who at that time was living in, I think it's Clute, Texas, right on the coast, down there in the Gulf of Mexico. And, you know, I couldn't get my wife to go out into the ocean at all. The first time she'd ever seen the ocean, by the way. She just couldn't go out there at all, thinking that Jaws might be out there. I would go out up to about my knees and then I'd scurry out. But now, it was crazy. People, yeah. Now, a shark that big, or what big is very, very unusual if there's one at all. But there have been sharks swimming up the rivers in New Jersey. You heard about that?
Yeah, a few years ago we had those sharks.
Giant shark
going places they'd never been before. Weird.
Yes, going up this river, and people were throwing dynamite sticks at them. This was, I don't know, 1920s or sometime. But that was a shark craze. And now, of course, we have Sharknado, right?
Of course.
I don't even guess. All right, birthdays today. How about Lionel Richie? 76. What a
legend.
Great singer. Gosh.
Yeah.
All Night Long. Hello, Endless Love.
Yeah.
He was certainly big back in the disco days, but he is still around, doing well, 76 years old. Now, if you would like to share your birthday is today, you'd like to share with him, how about a couple of other famous people? Olympia Dukakis, who passed away a couple of years ago, she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for playing Cher's mom in Moonstruck. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was the greatest. I just really, really liked her on screen as a person. But she passed away in 2021. She shared this birthday with Danny Aiello and John Mahoney, who were both in the movie with her.
All three of those people were in Moonstruck. Yep.
It's their birthday today, too. So there you go. Famous people.
Is Danny Aiello alive or dead?
No, he has. He and Mahoney have both passed
away. So all three of those folks
have passed. All three of them are gone. And I think Moonstruck's some of my top 10, at least, of favorite movies of all time. And because of those three people. 7:16 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time to take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we were just talking about golf. We are underway with the 36th annual Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Wichita Open out at Crestview Country Club, the annual stop here in Wichita on the Corn Ferry Tour. 156 golfers on the course yesterday and today. Yesterday in the first round, it was a big day for the guy from Belgium, 25-year-old Adrien Dumont de Chassard. 12 birdies yesterday. He shot an 11 under par 59 in the opening round for a 4-stroke lead, getting to play in the morning when the conditions were pretty nice.
if you can, you know, put a 3, 4, 5 under round every round out here, you're always going to be close to the top 10, right? Or close to the lead. When I first, you know, turned pro, like, you see scores like 8, 9 under every day, right? But then in the end, if you only shoot like, you know, 4 or 5 every day, you're always going to be in the mix. Just play your game, stay patient, and maybe like a 4 under, you might be 25th after the first round and get beat by 5, but if you keep doing that, you'll always be in a good spot. No, I shot 2 11 unders. I was like a 261. Haven't been close to 59 yet, so I'm glad I had my chance and I took it.
Played his college golf at Illinois. Yesterday he played in the morning, like we said. Now that today he has to play in the afternoon in the heat and the wind. He'll tee off at 1:05 this afternoon. Second round is underway at the course. The final groups today will tee off at 2:25 this afternoon, trying to make the cut and head into the weekend at the Wichita Open Golf Tournament. Pro softball continues here in town. We had another doubleheader yesterday. The entire league right here in Wichita at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. No more doubleheaders. Now we just have single games between the first-place Bandits and the Blaze for the rest of the weekend. Tonight at 6 o'clock, nationally televised on ESPNU. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Wilkins Stadium, nationally televised on the MLB Network. And Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Of course, former Wichita State Shocker All-American Sidney McKinney is one of the stars for the first-place Bandits as they're in town all week for more professional softball at Wilkins Stadium at Wichita State all weekend. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals at Texas, taking on the Rangers yesterday. The Royals, newly rejuvenated, going for a 3-game sweep. Sure got some good pitching from Michael Wacha, especially. He went 6 innings, only gave up 1 run. The bullpen did the work the rest of the way. But the Royals got some pretty nifty offense on the day as their 22-year-old rookie, Jack Caglione, clubbed his first Major League home run early in the game to give the Royals a 3-0 lead. But then later in the game, Cags was not finished. You heard it yesterday afternoon on KFH.
Very wide stance from the left side for Cags. The pitch. Fastball hit high in the air. Deep to right center field. Garcia turns around. Watches it fly. Home run, Jack Caglione. Make it 2 for Cags today in Texas. 4-1 Royals in the top of the 9th inning. He got the silent treatment after he circled the bases in the 2nd inning. Now that 3rd base dugout is loud as it can be. A 2-homer day for Jack Caglione.
How about that? And the Royals beat the Rangers 4-1.
He's talking about the Royals dugout giving the silent treatment?
On his first home run they did, yeah. They completely ignored him when he came back to the dugout. On his first big league home run.
He showed him the sex night, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a 3-game sweep for the Royals, outscoring the Rangers 16-5 in those 3 games. How about that? All right, now the Royals continue on the road. They head out to San Diego for a 3-game set with the Padres. 8:30 tonight, 6:15 tomorrow night, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Listen to the Royals and the Padres live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals trying to extend their winning streak. All right, the pro basketball season continues. We're going to go to a Game 7.
There will be a Game 7 in the NBA Finals.
The magic carpet ride for the Pacers is not over. They'll play for an NBA title on Sunday night in Game 7.
Sound courtesy of ABC as the Pacers dominated the Thunder 108-91 Thursday night to even the series at 3 games apiece. Indiana threw a haymaker in the first half to put the game away. After missing their first 8 shots of the game, the Pacers went on a tear, heading into halftime with a 22-point lead after outscoring the Thunder 36-17 in the 2nd quarter. Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton played despite dealing with a strained calf and finished the game with 14 points and 5 assists. There have been 19 Game 7s played in the NBA Finals, the last coming in 2016 when the Cavaliers beat the Warriors. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, we haven't gone to a Game 7 in 9 years.
Really?
We'll have one Sunday night to finish up the NBA season. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, a 5-1 win at Arkansas. Wichita has won 6 of 7. However, the Surge eliminated from playoff contention in the first half. Springfield wins it. So the Cardinals will go to the playoffs, and the Wind Surge will have to wait till the second half of the season to see if they can qualify for the postseason.
What if the same team wins the second half?
Then there's some kind of formula. Maybe this team with the second best overall record maybe goes.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
So you got to keep winning games, even if the same team wins both.
All right.
All right, so you got that. And today would have been Len Dawson's 90th birthday.
Oh, well.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback legend, MVP of Super Bowl IV. led the Chiefs to three AFL titles. Single-season passing touchdowns record stood for 54 years until a guy named Patrick Mahomes broke that record. Len Dawson is still number one all-time for the Chiefs in passing yards, touchdowns, and wins.
Wait a minute. What about that young guy named Mahomes?
He hasn't played long enough yet. Len Dawson played for 19 years. Patrick Mahomes still has a ways to go.
You think so? Okay.
When Len Dawson was a sophomore at Purdue, he led the nation in passing efficiency, and he played defense, and he was the kicker.
Really?
Do it all
I
for
didn't
Purdue.
Know that.
Yeah.
How about that?
And he played 5 years in the NFL. Wasn't very good. He was traded by the Steelers. He was released by the Browns before signing with the Chiefs.
Did he go in the broadcast booth with...
Long, many years.
Mitch
yeah.
work with him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Chiefs Hall of Fame. His number 16 is retired. He passed away a few years ago. Len Dawson today would have been his 90th birthday.
Wow.
At Sports with Steve and Ted, sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck there. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here. And brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. We've got some tips to help you stay cool as summer 2025 begins. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 75 degrees. Iran's foreign minister is trying diplomacy with Europe after a week of bombardment by Israel.
This meeting in Geneva illustrates a stark transatlantic divide. While President Trump is supporting Israel's military assault on Iran, European governments are still trying to play their diplomatic cards. Iran's foreign minister meets his counterparts from the United Kingdom, France and Germany, even though the German chancellor has thanked Israel for doing what he called the dirty work on behalf of the world. The three European countries are calling for a restraint to prevent escalation. Iran is said by France to want a ceasefire and a new round of nuclear talks with the United States. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A man has been charged with human trafficking and multiple sex crimes involving a runaway teenager. 40-year-old Thomas Bringingood is charged with aggravated human trafficking, aggravated indecent solicitation of a child, and other crimes. Wichita police say a 13-year-old girl reported on Sunday she'd been sexually assaulted. Police identified the suspect and took him into custody. Bond is set at $300,000.
Republicans float ways to find savings in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst floating a number of ideas on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria. Among them are removing unemployment insurance for millionaires and selling unused federal office buildings.
We will save ongoing costs to the taxpayers.
Republicans are looking for ways to find more savings for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill could add roughly $3 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. Republicans have disagreements over the cost of the bill and its potential impact on Medicaid. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Scary moments for a young girl who was just trying to have some fun swimming.
A group of children were swimming in Lake Waccamaw, about an hour west of Wilmington, North Carolina, when one of the kids yelled, "Something bit me." The 12-year-old victim and the other kids were rushed out of the water just as an alligator came to the surface. Police say the injuries sustained were serious but not life-threatening. They also said it's not clear if they were caused by a bite or a claw, but they were caused by the gator. The North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission says that alligator was 12 feet long, and it was euthanized soon after. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Thousands have taken to the streets to protest President Trump's policies and the No Kings demonstrations. The protests in Wichita have been peaceful. Retired Sedgwick County Sheriff Mike Hill tells KNSS News, Wichita has seen several riots over the years.
When President Kennedy got killed, we had to call a guard in, if you remember. We had burnings and everything, and Highway Patrol, the police department, the sheriff's department. And then when Martin Luther King was assassinated, we had riots. They weren't protests. They were riots, looting and burning things down. Then we had Herman Hill.
Two dozen law officers were among 50 people injured at the Herman Hill riot in South Wichita Easter Sunday, 1979. Mike Hill is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now look at the forecast this morning with Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the first day of summer on the warm and muggy side. Temperatures stepping out this morning in the 70s, but later this afternoon, a high of 94 degrees could feel like those low 100s. But luckily, we do have some winds coming from the south, gusts up to 35 to 40 miles an hour. The heat and humidity will continue into the weekend, as well as those strong winds, but plenty of sunshine. Not going to be noticing much changing into the forecast heading into next week as the heat continues, but looking at storm chances arriving by the time we get into next Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today, as she says. Now, a few clouds and 75 degrees, a south wind at 14 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 735 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Yesterday's high, 91 degrees in Wichita, normal high 90. And word from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that Cheney Reservoir now just a few inches below normal. But still, it's, you know, they've... They've got to average out the depth for a year to get those restrictions back off of us. So the restrictions are still in effect, Ted. On this date in for watering, on this date in 1942, a violent F4 tornado cut a counterclockwise semicircular path 8 miles long and around 400 yards wide around Mulvane.
As opposed to a nonviolent F4.
Yeah, the funnel touched down a couple of times. Southeast of Mulvane,
ooh.
Moved north, northeast for 2 miles, curved to the north and then toward the north-northwest for a couple of more miles. Almost went around in a circle. Many farms destroyed. One home was swept from its foundation 2 miles east of Mulvane. And the tornado caused $85,000 in damage, killed 4 people, and injured 10. That was on this date in 1942, the meandering tornado of Mulvane. Okay, it's 7:37 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. I wanted to share with you that President Trump is calling for a massive 2.5-point reduction in interest rates. That's what he'd like to see. And he's criticizing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell as, quote, one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government, unquote. Powell remains focused on the Fed's mandate to keep the inflation low and job growth high, stating that the Fed's policy is well-positioned to deliver a strong American economy.
Yeah, the Fed usually doesn't pay attention to anything that the executive branch says.
That's a completely independent group, yeah. Fed members project 2-quarter-point rate cuts this year, bringing rates to around 3.75 to 4%. But Trump insists the U.S. should be 2.5 points lower to save billions. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted, do you want to remind our listeners that the summer concert series is cranking back up tonight.
Starting tonight, yeah.
Capital Federal Amphitheater in Andover. And it starts tonight, as we said, with Across the Pond live on stage. Gates will open at 6:30 p.m. Bring your lawn chair. Show starts at 8 p.m. And then summer will arrive about 30 or 40 minutes after that, officially. So you can celebrate the start of summer under the stars. Enjoy free
nice.
Live music. Food trucks, Friday night, fun all summer long. If you would like to take a look at the schedule, you can find it on our webpage, knssradio.com. All right, Steve and Ted of the morning. That's all I've got today, Ted. I don't have anything more. I'm just talking about, we talked about earlier about 50 years ago, Jaws released in theaters, and what a great movie that was. What a frightening movie that was.
Very well-made movie.
It was.
By a young filmmaker named Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, Dreyfuss is incredible. Everything he has ever done, I've always liked. As the young scientist, or what would you call him? Not a scientist, I guess he was.
Yeah, he was.
He came down officially to investigate this shark scare. And it was a great script. You had some good actors and
fantastic direction. And, yeah, Robert Shaw was just the best.
Yeah.
As Quint.
Just grizzled old fisherman.
So funny.
Yeah, I'll get that shark for you. And the mayor.
the mayor of that town trying to push everything in the background.
I don't remember the character actor's name. I believe he was also in The Graduate, but the guy, yeah, the mayor. He was trying to get those tourists in there. Let's tone it down a little bit, Sheriff. There, Chief. There you go. Jaws on this stage. So, are you a big fan of the ocean? Just talk about the ocean a little bit.
As a native Kansan, I just am completely fascinated by mountains, and I'm fascinated by the ocean.
Well,
I just love it.
I'm kind of that way, too.
Because I don't get it very often.
No. No. And the last time I was in the ocean was – do you remember the last time you were?
Yeah, I was at Hilton Head a few years ago.
Hilton
Head? No, not Hilton. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach
a few years ago.
What's the beach like over there?
Oh, it's great.
Okay. I was just down. I've been – of course, my son was stationed in Pensacola for a couple of years, and we were right down the – the beaches are snow white. The water's crystal clear, almost an aqua look. Terrific, terrific place. We were in a cove down there at Destin. And
nice.
We spent the afternoon there, and my granddaughter and I, we spent the whole afternoon picking up these little shells. Not clams. What's the other thing that's in it? What am I talking about? Crab. Little crabs? Anyway. There were just dozens and dozens of them, so we just collected them all once. And then my son, who is an avid swimmer, decided he would take off with his snorkel mask and go out into the bay. And he got out of several, I don't know how far out he was, but a boat came along in the Coast Guard and told him he was to get out of there or face a $300 fine.
Oh,
apparently,
well.
He was in some sort of a boat lane.
Better turn around at that point.
I said, well, what did you see out there? So I looked, we looked down. He said, the bottom is covered with these horseshoe crabs. The big old things about as big as a pizza plate almost. He just loves to swim, and he loved the ocean. And another Kansas guy. But, yeah, love to go to the ocean when we can. Been a while. 741, maybe we'll get back one of these days.
Maybe.
You're talking about going to the mountains. I haven't been to the mountains for a while. But I've been talking to my wife, I've been talking to my daughter, really, about heading up to Yellowstone and the Black Hills and that.
That would be awesome.
And so maybe we'll get that done one of these days. So it's vacation season, and people are starting to go. Summer starts tonight. 7:42, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. And I'm not sure what we're talking about. But commercial bank acquisition.
There you go.
Kirk Semenoff will be with us coming up shortly. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on this Friday morning. Three big things. Appeals court gives President Trump go-ahead on using National Guard troops in L.A. Israel and Iran continue missile exchange. Hospital and heavy water reactor damaged. Recent rain brings Cheney Reservoir water level to within inches of normal. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a water main break. This water main break is in the 400 block of South Crestmark here in Wichita. And this is just a little ways west of Oliver, on just north of Kellogg, is the area that we're talking about here. Crestway, not Crestmark. It's the 400 block of South Crestway. Avoid the area for the time being. We got a water main break there in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 76. And then on Saturday, sunny and hot again. Tomorrow's high 95. Sunday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow, Sunday's high 94. Good weekend to go to the pool. We have a few clouds right now. South wind at 14 miles per hour. 75 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, Friday, 7:48. This Friday, June 20th. Later today, summer begins. Sunday night at 7 right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. And John is with us this morning to give us a preview of the program coming up here Sunday night. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad we had the rain, but not ready for the heat. So just can we dial that back a little bit? You know, I don't know about you guys.
You're a typical Kansan. You're never satisfied with the weather.
That is true. But, you know, it is Kansas, so wait 10 minutes. Yeah. It'll likely change.
I got three words for you. Wah, wah, wah. How about that? Hey, you're going to have a candidate for governor on, right? Sunday night.
Yes, yeah. We, as you know, with my show, we try and give that platform to any candidate running. And we just had another announcement. It's not going to be the last, I guarantee you. But Joy Eakins, who served for 4 years on the Wichita School Board, announced this week that she is running for the Republican nominee for governor. So we will have her on the show. We've already had Jeff Collier, former Governor Collier, on the show. We're working with Scott Schwab, the current Secretary of State. He will be on the show here in the next week or two. And I know, I'm pretty sure that Senator Ty Masterson is going to have an announcement soon. As soon as he does, we'll have him on the show. And we're working on a few of the other candidates to have them on as well.
I know that you served in the state legislature. I have a question for you that about governors. Because in my lifetime in Kansas, as in Kansan, I've noticed that the legislature is always heavily Republican, but we do elect Democrat governors from time to time. And why do we do that? Why do the voters do that? Are they looking for a little balance, or what are they thinking there, I wonder?
I don't know.
Come on.
I can't answer that question for you. You know, it's a good question. It has perplexed political pundits for years. We are a heavily Republican state, and you, as you point out, the legislature over the last decade or so has been supermajority Republican, and yet the last 8 years we've had a liberal Democrat for governor. And you know, we look at this next election cycle, I think it's a toss-up. I know from, as you know, I'm the chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, and I know that the Kansas governor's race is the number one race. It's the number one target for the Republican Party nationally and for the Trump White House.
Sure.
So that shows you how important it is for Republicans nationally to win a race that should be automatically Republican. So to answer your question, I really don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not nice now and then to say, yeah, I don't know. I don't have the answer. But listen, you have a good show Sunday night. Look forward to it. John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 right here on KNSS. 7:51 now, Stephen Ted in the morning, and Karen Reed takes a victory lap after finally beating the murder charge against her.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. It took the jury around 22 hours of deliberations over 4 days to deliver a verdict in the Karen Reed murder retrial. The jury found her not guilty of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. She was found guilty of the lesser DUI charge and sentenced to 1 year probation. Outside of court, Reed's supporters, wearing her favorite color, pink, cheered on when they heard the verdict. Reed was accused of hitting her Boston police officer boyfriend John O'Keefe with her car and leaving him in the snow to die in January of 2022. Her defense claimed the collision never happened and she was being framed by police. After the verdict, Reed thanked her supporters.
No one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have.
And all of this comes a year after prosecutors' first attempt to put her behind bars ended in a hung jury. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A commercial bank acquisition. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Zeminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Been 12 years since Commerce Bank had been in the mergers and acquisitions lane, but this week it got back in the game. The fifth largest bank in the Wichita area, which is based in Kansas City, will acquire Finemark Holdings for $585 million. It's an all-stock transaction, and it's the largest acquisition in Commerce Bank's history. Commerce will add 13 branches that were formerly Finemark Bank and Trust locations. 10 of those are in Florida, 2 in Arizona, and 1 more in South Carolina. 2 Wichita business owners have announced they're running for the 2026 Republican nomination for Kansas governor. As John Whitmer mentioned a minute ago, Cornerstone Data founder Joy Eakins announced her candidacy on Wednesday. She's a former Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce board chair and a former Wichita school board member. Stacy Rogers is the other GOP entrant who's a business owner from Wichita. She owns Kids Closet Connection, a children's resale store. And the print edition of the Wichita Business Journal is out today, and our cover story is about the fastest growing companies of the past year. We ranked the companies that reported the greatest amount of growth from 2023 to 2024, and we talked to some of them about continued growth in an uncertain business climate. It's an interesting list of growing Wichita businesses. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, would you be out of line to ask maybe what one or two of those success stories are on that list? Are you going to make us wait for the print version, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to make you wait. I know Keystone Solid Services is one of those. It's a countertop maker here in Wichita.
Oh, okay.
They're one of the fastest growing. I'm trying to think of some of the others off the top of my head. Wealth Legacy Advisors, I know, is one. There's an electric company, Killian Electric Service. Lease Bugner Homes is one of the fastest, too. It kind of runs the gamut of industries
really?
Here in town. That's kind of the fun thing about the list.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right.
The Theodore Woodward Fund.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
That's right. The Theodore, Teddy Fund.
Theodore Memorial Fund for Wayward Actors and Musicians. There you go.
Memorial? I'm not dead yet.
Is that what that means? Okay. I'm sorry. Today is National Ice Cream Soda Day.
My career might be dead.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because this, I'm into this.
Steve and Ted are on life supports. Here we go. National Cream Ice Cream Soda Day. I'm not sure that I've had one of those in 50 years.
I am a 100%
you're a guy
ice cream soda freak. Right.
So who makes a good one?
Well, you can't get them almost anywhere. Old Mill.
Old Mill.
Okay. We'll do one.
Jimmy's?
Nope. Jimmy's? Jimmy's has it, and Andy's. We'll make you a good chocolate soda. That's about it.
So how's it made? Is ice cream and what? Just how do you make it?
Little chocolate syrup, little half and half or heavy cream, ice cream, and fill the rest up with soda water.
Soda, yeah. Sounds delicious.
Oh, I love chocolate soda.
Oh, okay, very good. Kirk, take a couple of minutes. Go by and get us three of those and bring them out here to the studio, will you please?
I'll do the next update in person.
There you go.
Yay!
I'm going to hold.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Long ago, Dairy Queen used to have chocolate soda on the menu, but no more.
All right. Bring it back. Bring it back. All right, guys. Thank you. 7:56, Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Cheney water level is close to normal again. We'll tell you about that. Ted has the latest sports.
Yep. This weekend is the anniversary of one of the most interesting athletic events in Wichita history. So we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news is on the way.
Yep.
The
birth of the summer blockbuster celebrating an anniversary. We'll hit that in the blur at 8:35 this morning.
We have traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.